Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in studio. Rick Canning is in with us this morning. We're going to talk Cass County pheasants forever. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah,
appreciate
it.
Not a problem. Very much. Busy time?
Very, very. This process started back in December, and we're coming up here quick on our early bird date, and then our banquet at the end of the month.
Boy, real fast here, real fast. And yep. The banquet's a big deal for Pheasants Forever. That's a big fundraiser.
For Cass County Pheasants Forever, it's pretty much our only fundraiser for the year. We also do habitat work that we use for some fundraising. We've done, this past year, we've done some mowing for the IHAP program here in Cass County. And in the past, we have done prescribed burns as maintenance for different landowners throughout southwest Iowa. And those projects, those programs are still on table with us, but this is our primary fundraiser for the year.
Would you call the Cass County chapter of Pheasants Forever an active group?
Yes, we are. We don't have a lot of publicity with what we do, but we do a youth hunt or one to two youth hunts a year, mm-hmm. where we have anywhere from 3 to 6 kids come out, and we walk through a field with them and try and give them some pheasants, or we sit in a food plot and try and give them some doves. We also support the Pheasants Forever Farm Bill biologist that I'm pretty sure you guys may have talked to here mm-hmm. recently. And we also work with the NRCS and the Iowa DNR a lot. But we don't naturally blow our own horn a lot on it, so.
Probably should yeah. more so than we do, just because I don't think a lot of people realize how far-reaching these organizations can be.
Right. And you're right. We probably really should be a little more active talking about ourselves, but for the most part, all of us that are on the board kind of, you know, do it because we do it for the love of it. We don't do it for the recognition.
Yeah, but even folks who aren't necessarily members of Pheasants Forever can still be affected in different ways.
Oh, yes. Last year or the year before, my memory is a little fuzzy on these details sometimes, but a couple of years ago or in the past year, we sent the Atlantic kindergarten classes to Springbrook for a day camp, and we funded a good chunk of that program for them, but they also helped us out with getting a few more tickets sold, and we enjoyed working with the youth in Cass County. It is our primary focus here in Cass County, with habitat being our second focus.
Now, I realize for you, it's kind of a family affair.
Yes.
But personally, why did you decide to get involved in Pheasants Forever? You can join, and you can be involved.
Yes.
There are two different things there.
Yeah, you can be a member of Pheasants Forever, which you get a magazine every quarter, and then, you know, you get sent our mailing every year for a banquet. And if there's other things that we do throughout the year, we may send a mailing out and see if anybody wants to volunteer. I got involved mainly because of my wife. And she got me interested in doing the prescribed burning. And the easiest group to get in with on that was Pheasants Forever. And they got me started on the training, and Cass County Conservation Board helped me with some of that as well. And the training for that's not as involved as it was. You take some online courses, and you go do a one-day field day. And then you can hook up with a group like ours, and we try to do a few burns a year, but past couple of years the springs have been short and wet, so kind of hard to burn when everything's green.
Winter's kind of getting to be that way too, long
yeah.
and wet.
Yeah,
it kind of seems like I will test your memory here real quick. Do you want to throw some names out, do a little name dropping? Who all's on the board?
I'm actually the vice president now. I took a step back from president. Jared Olson of Olson Fuel Supply is our president. Mm-hmm. My wife Laura Canning, the Cass County naturalist, is our treasurer. Becky Dreger is our youth chair, and then Dave York with the NRCS is our habitat chair. Alec Gutenfelder is a new member to our board this year. He actually just started up in the past month, and we're looking forward to utilizing him in the future. And Kelly Jimerson from the nursing home is on our board, and she's been a wonderful asset with getting some new and unique items for our banquet this year.
You've got a pretty wide-ranging group there, a lot of folks with a lot of different skill sets.
Oh, yes. And actually, throughout Pheasants Forever, we look for that because not everybody needs or wants to be out with a chainsaw or a torch, and not everybody wants to be at the state capitol or in Washington, D.C. talking with politicians. So, I mean, it takes all walks of life to be as successful as our organization is as a whole.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's talk about the banquet coming up, because that's what's really important. Saturday, February 27th is the banquet, but you do have an early registration date coming up here pretty fast.
Yes, our early bird registration is actually Friday, February 12th. And if you can get your registration into us or postmarked by the 12th, you will be entered for a chance at a Browning BPS 20-gauge shotgun, which is a fairly nice entry-level shotgun, and it's good for left- or right-handers, which is kind of a big deal for me since I'm a left-handed shooter.
That's a nice incentive to get that application sent in early. Now, there are a bunch of different ways that folks can buy their tickets, become members. There are a bunch of options, right?
Yes. You can contact myself, and I'll have Jim read that off here later, how to get a hold of myself. Or you can talk to any of the people I've mentioned. And there are a few places around town that have our registration forms on a counter there to pick up. Olson Fuel Supply is one I know for sure. Hopefully by the end of this week, I'll have some more out at Olson Outdoor Power, Detter Motor. They are sponsors of ours. And hopefully by the end of this week, I should also have some of the prints that we'll be auctioning out off at some of our sponsors. So you can see those and see if there's something you'd like to hang in your home.
Now, you guys usually have some pretty impressive things for auction there.
Yes, yes. We have several things that are coming together nicely for the auction and for our raffle this year. In fact, we actually did a lot of our raffle shopping yesterday and spent about $1,200. So, well, we have stuff to give away. Usually everybody goes home without at least something.
Well, it sounds like a lot of good, and you have a wide variety of things, too. It's not all just certain items.
It's not all just hunting. There's a lot of outdoor stuff, thanks to our partners with different feed stores and different veterinarians in the area. Everybody usually leaves with a sample of dog food. It's just the way it works out. And you know, we have great sponsors. I mean, I usually can't thank them enough for what they donate or what they support us to do. But we have all sorts of different things. I mean, this year we have a Weber basically tailgating grill that'll be on the auction that was part of our package this year. We also will be getting another Yeti cooler. That's another one of our perennial favorites that people love. Another 65 quart this year, and that's donated to us by Plastic Professionals.
Mm-hmm. And probably several prints.
Yeah,
usually have some nice looking prints.
I think this year we have between 6 and 10 prints, right around 10 firearms again this year. We also have a nice high quality compound bow that comes with some accessories that we'll be selling off. So,
and I see you've got the big one there too.
Yes, the perennial trip this year is to Lake Cabe Tacoma. Nah, that's a hard one to say. I call it Lake Cabe. It's in Minnesota. It is a one-week trip with a cabin. It is one of the ones where you can either rent a boat or take your own. And with it being in the United States, it's a lot easier to take your boat to Minnesota than it is to Canada. And it is good for the 2016 or 2017 seasons. And the bidding price, we advertise the starting bidding price on that. And that's $525. This trip retails for close to $1,100.
Good opportunity for folks.
Yes.
Have a good time there, too.
Yep.
Well, you mentioned how they can get tickets. It's pretty easy, and it's pretty cost-effective, too. If you just want to buy tickets to help support and get out, you can do that. There are different levels of membership, though, right?
Actually, there's only one level of membership that we do, which is $30, I believe. Yeah, $30 for just a basic membership. There are lifetime memberships you can get through Pheasants Forever. We don't sell those at our banquet because we don't know what's all involved on that paperwork. But we can definitely point you in that direction. A meal ticket with banquet or with membership is $50. If you're already a member or you're bringing a spouse or a guest and they don't want a membership, it's $20. Ringneck, which is 18 and under, that's $15, and every youth that comes in gets a RingNet $15 membership for free.
Awesome.
The membership goes ahead and pays that. If you have a group of people, or if you're interested in playing some of the games, we have different levels of packages. We have a Rooster Booster package, which is $150, and that has two banquet tickets, so two meal tickets, one membership, a free ticket to each of our table games, which is one of the ways you can win the firearms or other items that we have on those games. Mm-hmm. We generally do a firearm on each of the games, and then 100 general raffle tickets. And the 100 general raffle tickets is a $100 value. The next level up from that is gold sponsor. That's $350. That's four tickets to the banquet. That's another 1 year membership. You get a ticket for the sponsor only gun, which this year is a Henry Big Boy 44 Magnum. That is the Pheasants Forever edition for the year. It is a very nice rifle. Henry is, of course, very well known for mm-hmm. being all American made. I have a 22 that I won a couple years ago. I shoot it. I love it. I'd love to have the 44. I don't know if I can spend that much this year. Then you get the $200. You get the $200 level of general raffle tickets. We actually do a plaque for the golden platinum sponsor, and then each year you continue after the first year, then you get a little medallion that goes in. And again, free ticket to the tickets to all the table games, and then we put however you want to be presented. We put in our PowerPoint that runs through the night. And then the next level above that is our platinum. That comes with two memberships, six banquet tickets. Then there's two chances. You get your name put in twice for the sponsor gun. You get 300 general raffle tickets. Again, the plaque and the medallion, the table game tickets. And then you get the opportunity to be the sole sponsor. So we'll put your name for additional advertising on one of our auction items, whether it's a print or we've done, Plastic Professionals will do the Yeti. You know, that's what they get out of it. But, you know, the grill that's on there, if you want to sponsor the grill, you can put your name on that. You'll get a reserve table. And then, of course, you're in the PowerPoint again. And the reserve table, if you tell us where you want it to be, we'll put you where you want to be in the room. Some of our sponsors like being up right up front so they can see everything during the auction. Others like to be back in the back corner so they're closer to the buffet and the bar. We don't judge. You know, if you want to be back there, that's fine. You know, we have some youth this year. They'll be walking around with some of the items so you can see them if you're in the back of the room, or you can be up towards the front.
Sure. Well, you always have a good crowd.
Yeah, we usually average 150 to 175 people. Some years are a little higher, some years are a little lower, but that's what we generally average. And it makes for a comfortable evening at the community center. It's not packed, but it's not so sparse that you feel like you're in an echo.
You bet. That's coming up on Saturday, February 27th. Again, remember the early registration deadline to get in on that opportunity there, and the drawing is coming up this Friday, February 12th. So get those postmarked and get them in. And if they want to do that, you mentioned several places they can find those things. Where can they just give you a call?
Yep. They can give me a phone call on my cell phone, which is 712-249-2517. I usually have that with me at all times. There might be a few times I may not answer. Go ahead and leave me a voicemail. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Like I said, Olson Fuel Supply, I know, has a few on their counter. They're at the main office on Commerce Street. And hopefully by this weekend, I'll have a few more out at different places. I know this weekend it'll be after the early bird, but you know, we'll still take reservations up until the night of. And then we do walk-in sales at the door. We try not to turn anybody away. And this year we're going to try something a little different than last year. We're going to have a walk-in table out in the lobby of the community building. So if you don't have a reservation, don't have a registration in with us, you'll be able to fill that out there, pay there. So we can keep the line moving in a little faster through the pre-registered table. so we don't have people standing outside in the cold, because it looks to be a little chilly this year.
It probably will be. Well, it sounds like you've thought through a lot of things over the years. Very good. Well, thanks so much for coming in, Rick. I appreciate it. Hope you have a great turnout again.
Yes, thanks, Jim.